Hello, I'm Jenna Brown, and this is Maxine Foster, and this is...
Kristen Connolly.
Okay.
Say hello to her.
Oh, hello.
Hi.
I'm Jenna.
I'm Kristen.
And I'm Maxine.
Why did you start working at the museum?
Well, I was going to high school, getting my diploma a couple years ago, and they asked me if I would like to finish my credits here at the museum, and I said, yes, I would like to. And then after a while, they called me and asked me if I would like to work for the Green Thumb Program, which I would be getting paid, plus getting my credits for school.
What's Green Thumb?
Well, that's an organization that helps older people get jobs, train them in working positions.
Oh, cool.
Where did you come from?
I was born in Ferrisburg, not very far from here. And I went to the local schools here in Grand Haven, and I did not graduate until 1994. That's when I went back, I went back in 1992, 93, and 94, and got my graduation diploma.
Did you go to the Grand Haven Junior High when you were here? Or was that?
Yes, but it was not where it is now.
Oh.
It was in the junior high was upstairs on the third floor of the central school.
Oh, weird.
Before it burned down.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Where did your parents come from?
My parents were, let me see, my mother was, I don't really know where my mother was born, somewhere here in Michigan, and my dad too, but around Walker, Michigan. I think my mother was born around Boyne City in Michigan.
There's a Boyne City in Michigan?
Mm-hmm. Up north.
Oh. you know what one of your favorite topics was in school?
Well, I always liked English. I was fairly good in that, but math,
I'm awful in math.
Yeah, I was not good in it, so I never liked it.
Me neither. Yeah, did you have any pets? Do you have any pets?
Well, I've got a little dog right now. I've got a little poodle. Her name is Babe. I've had her for about 6 years now, or seven.
I used to have a poodle.
Did you?
Yeah, but we had to give it away.
Oh.
Were you married?
Yes, I was married for about 37 and a half years, and then I lost my husband. I have a family of six children. And they all live around here, except one lives out in Arizona.
Arizona, I don't know what Do you live around here in Grand Haven?
Yes, I live out on Pinoyer Street, right near the Beacon Boulevard.
Oh yeah, I like to ride my bike down.
Oh yeah? I live right next door to Dr. Meyer's office there.
Oh.
Do you have any certain place you like to go in the city?
Pardon?
Do you have any certain place that you like to go in the city, like for you?
Well, I like to walk out on the pier in the summertime. I like the beach, but I don't go out there a lot because I don't know, I just don't go.
What kind of music do you like?
You want to know? Country and Western is my favorite, and then I like country gospel.
What is your favorite food?
Oh dear. Any kind. Any food is my favorite. I like them all. There's nothing I don't believe that I dislike.
If you had a choice of what food to eat though, like, you know, what would you choose?
Pot roast and mashed potatoes and gravy.
Oh yeah, that's good. Love mashed potatoes.
I do too.
Potatoes are my favorite food.
Do you remember anything about the Depression?
Yes, I lived through that. My dad at one time he used to repair shoes for the city, and he had a place down in the basement of the Salvation Army where he used to repair shoes for poor people that, you know, that couldn't afford to buy new shoes. During the war, we had to have ration books to get a pair of shoes.
Ration?
Uh-huh.
What's that?
Well, boy, you're asking me. It was a book that had stamps in it, and if you'd buy a pair of shoes, you'd have to give the stamp. And you only were allotted just so many stamps. Same way with all kinds of food, like sugar and all those kind of things, staples, flour. You always had to give a stamp for everything you bought.
I have some magazines at home that have like Woman's Day or something mm-hmm. like that from the 20s, and they said that advertisements for don't forget to fill your ration book or get your ration book.
Uh-huh. See, I had quite a few of them because my husband was in the service and I had three children at the time, so I had a book for myself and a book for all three of my children. So I never ran out of stamps. I always had plenty. But gasoline was rationed. You couldn't get any very much of that.
Do you remember like any Christmases where money was really hard? Because my grandma said like sometimes when she was a little girl, she really didn't get anything for Christmas.
There were times when I saw times like that.
She said like if she was lucky, she got a nice new pair of socks.
Right, yeah.
Some nice expensive fruit or something.
Mm-hmm.
Like that.
One time I remember I only got a pencil and an Eversharp, which was a Eversharp pencil and a fountain pen. They were a matching set, and I was real proud of that. that's the only thing I got that year.
Yeah.
Now, there was a lot of Christmases that things were hard to come by.
How long did the Depression last?
The Depression, oh boy, it's hard to really say. I'd say at least 7 or 8 years before things started getting back in order, where you could find jobs, and because there was a time when people just didn't have jobs.
Mm-hmm. Did they, like, back then wear the big puffy dresses and...
No, you mean like hoop skirts and things? No, you remind me of my daughter. She said, Mom, back in the olden days when you were a little girl, did you wear hoop skirts? And I said, no, I did not. That was before my time.
Did you wear like those little tight outfits that like buttoned up to here and you had to walk around?
No, I never had that.
Sport pants and stuff?
Yeah.
Cool. I'd rather wear pants than skirts. I don't like skirts.
I would too. Of course, we didn't wear pants to school. They didn't allow that. You know.
Did you go to a public school?
Mm-hmm. We always had to wear dresses.
You're just standing there and it's like,
yeah, right.
But you didn't care because nobody else, everybody else was wearing that too.
Mm-hmm. I just had something again. So like when you were in school, were there a lot of people there?
Oh yeah, we didn't have the amount of kids that you have nowadays. We'd have about maybe 20, 30 pupils in one grade.
Were like the boys and girls segregated? Like on
No, the we were all in together.
Did you have gym classes together and stuff?
No, that was segregated. The boys had their own and the girls had our own.
I wish it was still like that. We're doing swimming.
You mean they're all in together now?
Oh. I just got done doing swimming in school.
Oh.
It was funny, like you'd walk in and they have bleachers there, like if there's a swim meet or something, uh-huh. So people can come watch. And all the boys are on the side uh-huh. and all the girls are on the side and there's like this big space. So
they'd make you like go into the shower rooms and you have to wash off before you got in the pool. Mm-hmm. My feet were really slippery and I slipped and my leg went right down the bleachers and I have all these big bruises
wow.
on my legs.
Well, back when I was in school too, we didn't have swimming classes, so I never had to have that. It wasn't until my kids started going to school, then they had the swimming pools.
Did you have to have gym uniforms?
Yeah, we had a gym uniform.
Was it just like white shirts and?
No, it was kind of a. I can't explain. It was one piece and it was a bloomer type effect thing.
Oh man, I wouldn't wear that. I'd have to skip
Well,
my
when
class.
Everybody else has them, why you didn't feel out of place.
like today you're so judged by the clothes you have.
I know it. They weren't that way so much back when I was growing up.
If you don't have Nike shoes or Reebok, oh, there's a nerd.
Yeah.
But what kind of clothes did you wear, like, outside of school, like, just for fun? Was there a special style?
No, not that I can't explain it. It was just ordinary clothes, dresses. And
so, like, nobody wore, like, all baggy stuff or all...
Oh, they had their styles. Like, there was a time during the war that young men had they were called a zoot suit. They were tight around the ankles and baggy. Crazy looking things.
Like during the summers and everything, did you go to the beach and everything?
Yes, I used to do that then. And a lot of times I'd go out and visit my grandmother for the summer. She lived in the country, and I always liked to do that.
But then you probably didn't really have to worry about going with your parents or being scared.
No, uh-uh.
Like, yeah, today, like, my mom doesn't even like to let me go to walk to my friend's house or anything.
I know it. Things are so changed nowadays.
Did you like the way they were back then or now?
I liked it better back then because, like I say, there was no fear, of all the things that's going on nowadays. And I could go outside and play around at night. And kids can't do that nowadays.
I've got a really long driveway way back in the woods, so the neighbor kids usually gather at my house.
Oh, yeah.
Then we'll have a game of hide-and-go-seek.
Uh-huh.
But if I go anywhere, now my mom just letting me, like, if I want to go to Meijer's and look at a tape,
uh-huh.
I have to have somebody go with me.
Yeah. See, we didn't have to do that back when I was young. So I think it was better back then.
But back then they didn't have all like the big signs that told the temperature and stuff like that.
No, they did not.
Did you miss that kind of stuff?
No, if you don't have it, right along, you don't miss it. And we never seen anything like that.
Did you have any computer type stuff when you were in school or anything?
No, that never came out until later years.
Okay. Do you remember like when they just started putting up the television and things like that?
I can't remember the actual years of it or anything, but I can remember seeing when television first came in, because I had a family by that time, and my kids were all thrilled when we bought our first television.
Was it a black and white?
No, we bought a used one, and it was a color. So we like that.
Was it kind of weird, like, to watch TV?
Yes, it was. Because you're so used to listening to things on the radio, and you can visualize those stories from the radio, where in the television, when it's all right there before you, you can see it.
What kind of shows did they have on back then? Anyway?
Oh, like Jack Armstrong and Little Orphan Annie and things like that.
I used to love that movie.
Did you?
And I had the tape with Annie on it, Snoopy Come Home, and Wizard of Oz.
Uh-huh.
And I used to watch it every day. But I couldn't watch Wizard of Oz because I was too scared of the witch.
The monkey was scared.
Yes, when I was little.
Oh.
I even still, like, you see those monkeys and they're like big flying.
Uh-huh.
And you're like laying in your bed.
I can see where that would be scary
monkeys.
For kids.
Bounce around the house, singing Snoopy Come Home.
I love that song. Snoopy. I sing that during school and people are like, where is that song from? I'm like, you don't know Snoopy Come Home? Oh, I'm going to stop it.
Okay.